Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Lots happening at Wildwood Conservation Area. Emily Chandler is on the line with Upper Thames River Conservation Authority. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning, Jamie.
Now, Emily, we usually talk about all the great summer events happening at Wildwood, but we know there's an extended season at Wildwood. But first of all, how was the summer with all those great events at Wildwood?
Yeah, the summer was great. We saw really good turnout and heard really great feedback about the Birds of Prey show, the crafts that we had, and also those guided hikes that we were leading. So really happy with how the summer went.
Fantastic. Well, the season's, though, not over at Wildwood. We've got an extension going on.
Yeah, we do. So this was really well received last year, and we're looking forward to, as you say, extending our season this fall. So what we've done is, again, add an extra 6 weeks of people, or extra 6 weeks where people can come out and enjoy Wildwood Conservation Area with some of those amenities that they've gotten used to over the summer, like customer service staff on site and also washrooms being available.
And it was quite popular last year, so it's continuing this year. And the beautiful thing is that, you know, of course you can enjoy Wildwood Conservation Area, but you've got staff on site, and we should mention washrooms available.
Yes, exactly. And you know what? That's important. So last year was kind of a pilot for this, and like we've said, it was so well received, we're looking forward to doing it again.
And it's kind of nice, especially, gosh, with the fall colors, or I don't know, certainly for you, but for me it seems like the fall colors have been a while for the leaves to start changing, so this would be a beautiful opportunity to check that out.
Yeah, absolutely. So this extended season starts October 20th, and we're just starting to see those leaves change, and of course it takes a while to make its way through Wildwood, so while you're there, like, gorgeous views to check out while you're hiking or biking, or even just if you're more relaxed, you can just go and picnic there.
Yeah. Is there any other little things that you would recommend with Wildwood Conservation Area? I know the hiking trails are certainly tops for a lot of people, but certainly as we head into the fall and maybe early winter, any other little gems of Wildwood to pass along?
Yeah. So we did add recently a guided story hike along the trail through the Dr. Murray Forest. So especially with kids, that's nice to walk along as you read the storybook that's in place. And then thinking ahead to some of the colder months, there are lots of chickadees there that have learned to eat out of people's hands if you take along some sunflower seeds. I've gone and done it, and it's really, really fun.
So nice. And it's just great for families to have something like Wildwood Conservation Area, you know, so close by for Stratford St. Mary's. And, you know, it's so close by, and to have something like that there is a real treat.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's, as you say, it's a short drive. And then once you're there, it kind of feels like you're in a whole other location, and you get to just kind of enjoy it as much as you like.
Absolutely. So again, we remind you that customer service staff will be on site. Washrooms will be available. So this starts October 20th, runs through till November 30th. And how does it work for the passes and times?
So the times are Monday to Thursday, 8:30 to 4. That's when our gate will be in operation. And then Friday to Sunday, 7:30 to 4:30. We have a reduced vehicle day pass for $10. Or $5 for anyone who's coming in on their bike or on foot.
Yeah, and again, a reminder for cyclists, this would be a great opportunity to check it out for sure.
Absolutely, yeah, hit up that lake trail.
Yeah, there you go. It's lots of fun for the whole family with Wildwood Conservation Area and Emily Chandler with Upper Thames River Conservation Authority. Emily, just before you go, thanks for the update on that. Any other things going on, tree power or anything like that on the way?
We just had our last tree power on Saturday in St. Mary's, and it went really, really well, and we had lots of fun handing out trees. And also at Wildwood, we have Nature School that will be starting up. It starts next week, and that is for kids between, I think it's up to, 18 months up to 6 years old, and a few spots left there. But Nature School, if you'd like your kids to kind of learn in nature, outdoors with our community education specialist, then there's that's a great option.
Yeah, that's right. The Nature School is certainly continuing. And gosh, you know, with Thanksgiving Day weekend coming up, the weather's looking pretty good for the long weekend.
Yeah, it would be a great day to check out your conservation area, right?
There you go. Wildwood Conservation Area. We'll pass all the details along on our socials at mystratfordnow.com. And for details, it's wildwoodconservationarea.ca. Emily Chandler with Upper Thames River Conservation Authority. Thanks so much for this update. Emily, appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a great week.